Next patient is Helen Simczak. Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Simczak is S-Z-Y-M-C-Z-A-K. S-Z. S as in Sam, Z as in zebra. S-Z-Y-M-C, M as in Mary, M-C. Z-A-K, Simczak. Date of birth is 1/28/58. Date of visit 4/18/24. Please make a copy for Mini Paul. A-R-N-P. Mini, M-I-N-I. Paul, P-A-U-L. A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. History of, let's see. Next paragraph. Dear Mini, thank you for sending Helen Simczak for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is for intelligence. This is a 65-year-old overweight female who has a long-standing history of smoking for over 40 years. Has been experiencing some shortness of breath with activity. The patient has no cough or wheezing. She has gained weight over the past 10 years. And has been short of breath with minimal activity, but denied any chest pains. She denies cough or sputum production. And has no fevers or chills. Next paragraph for past history. The patient's past history has included history of COPD and lung nodules. She had tonsillectomy in 1972. And foot surgery in 2008, and a history of tubal ligation in 85. She is a known hypertensive for 10 years and has hyperlipidemia. She has cervical disc fusion in 08. I'm sorry, cervical disc fusion in 02. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next, habits of patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 40 years and then quit 4 years ago. No alcohol use. Works as a waitress. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of the death of phlebitis. And heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss, fever, fatigue. No double vision or cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or diarrhea. She says, no, just a jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has no anxiety, no depression. She does have joint pain, some muscle stiffness. So no seizures, headaches, some memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist, Losartan HCT, 100-25 milligram on daily, and Ezetimibe, 10 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam, this moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallosinosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 130/70, pulse 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 155, saturation 99. HE, Indian, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Next, supplement on bruise, the thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and occasional wheezes for scattered in the upper lung fields. No crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular, as to no murmur, no C. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities to will, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the one pass with no gross motor depths of cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD and reactive airways disease. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC IgE level. And she will get a follow up chest CT in 3 months. She will use an albuterol inhaler to pass QIDPRN. And I suggested that she get a polysomnographic study over the next 2 months. And follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Please add in the final diagnosis, lung nodule as number six. Please add in the diagnosis section, left lung nodule. Thank you. Copy of this to Mini Paul ARNP. Mini MINI. Paul PAUL ARNP. Copy for her, please. Let's talk to Susan.